Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good evening. This is Nancy, and tonight, let me see it on the calendar. It's August 11th, 2008. I imagine most of you have a nice warm summer evening, and my husband just went on the deck, so I know it's nice and cool here. And I hope you're having the greatest evening possible. I've already got some guests in the guest room and someone on the line, so we'll be picking that up really quick here. The guest call-in number tonight, because I sometimes don't say it immediately, is 347-205-9071. What an interesting day. As the school starts in most of our communities, we get ready for preparation of the school year and looking forward to all the holidays already. I know I'm seeing Halloween decorations. And looking at a magazine, there's a Halloween store that's opened year-round in one of the bigger cities here in Arizona, and I think, wow, are we always looking ahead? Well, actually, we do. And in today's description for tonight's show, I happened to have an occasion to listen to a recorded show from Coast to Coast AM, and I just really enjoy listening to Art Bell, George Norrie, Ian Putton, and their wonderful shows and very enlightened. If ever I've learned so much, I've learned from their shows. As it would be also fun to be on their show because we've all learned so many things. Each one of us has a story and an amusing story at that of all the things that happened in our life. Well, a couple weeks ago, or it could have been last week, sometimes I get it kind of confused, I had mentioned, should we do a prediction show? And I had a couple people and one email come back and say, let's do a prediction show. And just today, of all the tapes I've recorded of Coast to Coast AM, wouldn't you know that I would pick a show to listen to with one of my favorite prediction people in the whole universe is Edgar Cayce. And he was talking about today predictions of the second coming. And the 2012 was very briefly brought up. But here it is, how coincidental that I, this morning or yesterday, put into the description, let's have fun tonight. What are your predictions for the next 12 months or 2012? Well, then I turn right around and listen to what are my recorded shows, and sure enough, this is a gentleman who's written a book on Edgar Cayce and all his predictions. So I find that very synchronicity. And I will invite you, even if you have a question for me, if you have something that's burning that you would like to predict, if I can write it down to make it have sense, give me your first name, I will put it on my prediction page on my website, nancymapp.com, not for the world to see, but to verify that we all have the gift. If you come up with something and you feel like you want it up and posted, we will do that. And even though it's August, not January, this is a chance for us to experiment. People ask me my prediction rate when I do readings. You know, I struggle with that. I have quite a few clients that say, Nancy, it should have happened, and then a year later it does happen. And people call me back 2, 3, 6, 10, 15 years later, and they'll say, my gosh, everything happened. Half of what you said was to the day. Half of it was a year off, half of it was 5 years off. And if you look at time as a deck of playing cards, you take it out of the package it's in, and you'll see 52 cards as 52 decks, 52 cards in a deck. I'm trying, hello everybody in the chat room, and I'll acknowledge who you are. I'm trying to read who's in here and then talk to you at the same time. Anyway, if you could visualize the 52 cards stacked on top of each other, and I'm going in there and I feel March. Well, sometimes I can slip down to another year without even knowing it. So that's the challenge of being a reader like myself. Is mediumship easier? Probably in some ways, because I'm very visual, that I can see people immediately. What about predicting people say to me, oh, who's coming in my future? I base time on the weather. As I lived in Northern California, Sacramento, California. And so if I feel a weather time like middle of October, just before Halloween, it gets really quite cold and misty, and that would be October. The downside to that is that if you live in Florida, you have to base it on Florida. I can't do that. I have to base it on how I knew and lived in Northern California. So clearly there is a touchy-feely, acknowledging, visual trait to what I do. But if you do it every day, and most of you know I'm a glutton for punishment, I hope, one day a week off. And over all these years, because I've entered so many people's time, they say I'm pretty good with this, that I would like to give you an opportunity, not only to ask me questions, you know, you kids have so much fun asking me, and I love doing it, and lickety-split, fast as you can. We already have 9 people in the chat room, and I'm looking forward to some questions, and if I have a sense of something, one night I actually read the chat room without you people asking me questions. I just gave you answers, and then you started popping up with, that was you, and that was you. How fun was that? So that's even a fun thing for Nancy to try. So we already have someone in the calling. Someone has already called in, and they did so just before 8 o'clock. I want to acknowledge them, but I want to give a plug to a couple of people. I am working with Karen Rothstein in Sacramento. Don't know if she's in the chat room yet. She may have gotten tied up. And she and I are working, collaborating on writing some books together on spirit attachments. I work with California Haunts, Char. I don't know if she's in yet. And she and I do the ghost busting. I'm known as remote viewer for her. And in my spare time, I work on my websites and my future books, and I talk to you on an individual basis. So the connection to all my websites is nancymaps.com. And tonight's getting the room filled up. Hello, there's another one in. My call-in number is 347-205-9071. And most of you coming in know that I'm a psychic medium, so I love to be challenged. So if you come up with a question, I had one gentleman from the East Coast. He called in 3 times. It's difficult in a time arena like this to say, I just want a general reading. It's very, very difficult, ladies and gentlemen. I'm better with a more direct question when I can only give a minute or two to everybody. So I'd like to open up. There are a lot of salutations going back and forth. Now we have 10 in the chat room. I'll say hello to everybody as soon as I come over to answer the phone here. Do me a favor. If you're able to go, I'm trying to read here. Do me a favor if you can at least start your questions in tap. That would help me identify, because sometimes with all the chitter chat going back and forth, I don't know if there's a question. If I read every line, if I see it in tap, I know I should answer it. So we have 207 area code, and I'm wondering who I'm talking to. Who's this?
Hi, this is Dee.
Oh, hello, Dee. For the audience who haven't clicked into my site too often, what state are you from?
I'm from Maine.
Maine.
Yes.
Maine. Okay, Dee. And what can I do for you tonight? Or would you like to ask me a question and give me some sort of prediction?
Well, I wish I could predict. sometime I pick up on things. If I do, I will definitely send it to you.
Okay.
I contacted an old boyfriend.
Uh-huh.
And I knew him a long time ago, and we were in contact last fall. I'd like to know if you see anything for the future for us.
You know, I'd like to ask, I do see someone in your mind who used to be a blonde and light eyes. Is this the gentleman?
No.
Okay. There is going to be, if you're not with somebody, there will be a man who used to be blonde or dark, just a shade darker than blonde, like a sandy color. I know we're on air. Would you do me a favor and just give me this gentleman from the past, the name that you would call him? And I doubt that he's probably listening. Can you give me his first name?
Oh, I'd rather not.
Okay. When you talked about the man from the past, I saw this lighter man showing up. So I don't know if you're married. Don't tell me. Or there'll be someone new. My feeling from the man from the past is that he's not a sense necessarily of grieving, but there's a lot going on in his mind. He feels restless and not in the best place. If he were to show up, it's part of the future, not part of the immediate future. If you've contacted him and he said hello to you, I don't know if I see anything yet, because there's a lot activity going on in his life where he wouldn't be able to concentrate on a relationship. Have you connected with him at all?
I did last fall and in June.
Okay, so, and in June. So he hasn't connected with you yet, probably because of what I'm saying. Give him more time. I feel like he will at least touch base with you one more time or more. The timing for this is not right. In the meantime, I said there'll be somebody else showing up, so you could have more than one player coming into your life, okay?
Okay.
All right, dear.
And another thing, can I ask, am I going to move out of this state?
I see moving within the state. I don't know if I'm looking at a boundary. I do see a move for you. Sometimes Maine is not a very big state. So if I said I see a move and you could move across the border in 10 minutes,
yeah.
I do see a move, but I don't know if it's across the border, dear. I'm sorry. Okay, bye-bye.
Okay, thank you.
And then we have area code 678.
Hello.
Hello there. And who am I speaking to?
Keith.
Hello, Keith. Do you have a prediction for me or do you have a question for me?
You could, like, read people's mind and stuff like that?
No, I don't read people's mind. I think only God can do that.
You're a psychic?
Yes, yes.
Okay, I live in Atlanta, Georgia. I go to a school called Westlake. And
oh, don't give too much information. I don't want people to know where you are. So you're going to a college or high school?
High school.
Oh, hello there. And what a musical instrument do you play?
None.
Nine of them?
None. I don't play any musical.
Oh, I thought you said you played music. What would you like to ask me tonight?
I play football. I just wanted to know, like, where we're, like, heading.
Hold on. You live in Georgia now. Are you a senior this year?
No, ma'am. I'm a junior.
Junior? Huh?
No, I'm a junior.
There's a school little east of you where you'll go next. Then I feel like if you are good enough, you will be picked up by college north of you. Whatever sport you get into, you will excel at. So stay with it. If you have an injury, you will heal quickly. When I look at your eyes, you show me fierce determination. That alone will make you succeed. Remember, sometimes it isn't the best of the best or the poorest of the poorest that makes a success. It's how hungry are you for that to be part of your life. That is your test.
And I was talking to this other psychic, and she said I have a friend that will get me in a lot of trouble. Do you know?
I don't see that. I see a friend that has moppy hair, and he's a roustabout. He just smacks you back and has fun with you. I see nobody that will hurt you. I feel like you're going to be successful. As a man on your own, you will own your own business. I do see a marriage and at least one child that looks like a female. So I see you doing quite a lot with your life. Okay.
What about this dude named Christopher Clark?
I don't know. Does he have moppy hair, kind of a dark blonde?
No.
Okay. I don't see damage to you here. I got to let you go. I see that you're going to succeed going to college.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
Bye.
Bye-bye, dear. And area code 317. Who's this I'm speaking to?
Hi, this is Michelle.
Hello, Michelle.
Hi,
what
how are
state
you?
Are you from? Well, I'm fine. What state are you from?
Indianapolis.
Hey, I tell you, you kids all stay up pretty late.
I'm not really a kid. I'm out of school. I'm 27.
Oh, my daughter's 39. So,
oh,
ask
yeah.
the numbers. Okay, young lady. Michelle, what can I do for you tonight?
I'd just like to know where my life is heading in direction with romance.
Romance. Did you break up with the blonde or you break up with the brunette?
Broke up with the brunette.
Okay, there's a dark blonde coming your way. I'm here seeing nothing but blondes tonight. The next one is also someone that will help you grow into the woman you wish to be. You have a strong soul, a strong spirit, and you need to find somebody of equal character. And that's where you're not finding your grounding. I feel like you're very mature for your age. Pardon me?
Leave the exes alone.
Leave the exes alone. Yeah. Then they're done that. Don't go down that road again, okay?
Then they're done that?
Then
yeah,
they're done
I
that.
Actually,
go down the, don't go down the road.
I don't know which one you're talking about because two of my exes in the last long time, both of them are brunettes. So.
Oh, I see a blonde gentleman coming next. And he's also someone that will not be forever. I feel like the next gentleman that you're with is someone that will give you confidence, or at least you'll figure out by that time that you need someone of equal character.
Oh.
All right? And that means
okay.
Job and everything, sweet. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. And I think I know who this is. Is this Frank?
Yes, hello.
Hello, Frank. How are you tonight?
Okay, okay. And yourself, Nancy?
Oh, well, I'm just fine. I'm going to give you a minute or so, and then I'm going to go in. There's in the chat room, if you have questions for me, we have quite a few people in there, and I will acknowledge you in a minute. Hello, Angel Wing. Jenny and Kathy and CC Radio, all of you, it's been wonderful to see you. Make sure that if you have a question for me that you type in caps. Okay, there's a lot of tutor chat, and I can't tell if they're trying to get my attention. Frank, what's going on with you tonight?
What's going on? Okay, well, there's several things, but the gentleman, I got a new attorney. His name is Stuart.
Okay.
And he is he the right guy, and is he going to stick with me all
I
the way?
I feel like it's a good, strong possibility. How's that? I think that he has some doubts. You make sure that you give him all the paperwork. Hello, Angel Wing. Make sure that you give him everything. He does not like to be surprised. You have to be very forthright with everything. Any kind of piece of paper, even if it's a receipt or a little scrap with a note on it, make sure he has everything because he likes all the cards on the table at once.
Okay, do you see me? Am I missing very many papers or?
I don't know. I don't think so, but it feels like you need to look over everything again, like a smaller pieces of paper, but I don't know what that means. I don't know if you had a business and you have pieces of paper that you need to account for, but make sure you have everything. The guy, the new man that you have, he makes me think he looks over everything and he wonders if there's something missing. I think I said that to you once before. Make sure your paper's all together.
Yes, yes, you did.
Did I say that before? It's funny, I would pick up the same thing from this guy, but I do like him. I think he's very strong.
It was someone else, so I guess there's something else out there I need to look for.
You know, I would say if you had a drawer with papers loose in there or a small piece of paper, I can't tell what that means. I just see pictures and sometimes they're given to me. Okay, and so make sure you have all your stuff together before you talk to this guy. And as you come up with
yes.
things, make sure he sees it. Okay, Frank?
Yes, and also he sent a letter to the opposing attorney. And then I just wonder if he's going to resign from the case. His initials are G and J.
I don't want anything. I don't see that. If he does later on, that's down the road.
Okay.
All right. Let me know, Frank. I know you will. Talk to you a little bit there. Bye-bye.
Okay, take care, Nancy. Bye.
Hello, this is Nancy. Who's this? This is Nancy. Who's this? College Park
Hello?
Radio, you're on the air.
Hello?
Hello, who's this?
Chris?
Oh, boy. We have a terrible connection.
We have to
call on a different line. I'm going to have to hang up. Sorry. Hello, this is Nancy, area code 317 again. Who's this speaking? Oh, and let's try this one. Okay. Somehow we're getting our callers knocked off the screen. We had a couple calls. One was a 317 area code, and the other one might have been from Snipe, 111 area code. Call me back. Somehow when I, there we go, 317 again.
Hello.
And hello, this is Nancy.
Hi, how are you?
Oh, hi. Oh, Blue Diamond just came on for Park Radio. They're telling me that you needed to lower the volume. Evidently, someone else could hear you, but I couldn't. And they say, turn down the volume. Then I'd be able to hear you better. And 111 did call back. I don't know what happened to you. So anyway, this is area code 317, and who am I talking to?
My name is Shauna.
Was Shauna?
Yes.
What an interesting name. And what can I do for you tonight?
The reason I'm calling is because my husband and I have been married for 5 years now.
Yeah.
And him and I have been trying to conceive a child, and nothing's happened. Well, recently, he found his daughter that he hasn't seen in 18 years, and we've been seeing her for the last 2 weeks, and I was wondering if this is like a sign for my husband and I to start a family, or I don't know.
What do you mean, a sign that you've been trying? You've been working at this, right? Working at me.
Yeah.
Working. I can't tell sometimes if it's a birth I see or an adoption. I gave a lecture at a bookstore one night, and the lady asked if she was going to have a baby, and I saw a male child brought to her, and then she announced in front of about 100 people that she had had a hysterectomy. And I says, maybe it's someone else bringing you the child. I do see with a child, and it feels like a masculine personality, but I wouldn't know if it's yours or not. So had you, I would give it another 4 to 6 months.
Mm-hmm.
If you're not pregnant in 4 months and you find out in 6 months, then I want you to check with the docs and see what's going on, because it feels like you should have been pregnant by now.
Yeah, I've had one miscarriage.
Okay, so that's my... Okay, so I feel like that spirit is still with you, and if keep trying, and like I said, give it another 4 months, and I think you might be pregnant. In 6 months, call me back, okay?
Okay, and what about the relationship with my husband's daughter and him? Is that going to be a good relationship?
Standoffish, quiet. It's almost like she looks very carefully at everything.
Yeah.
So I'm not sure that they'll run to each other's arms or yours. I think she's a woman now, and she wants to make her decisions her way. So I don't see it as a bad thing. I just feel like it takes time to allow that closeness to build again.
Okay.
All right, dear. Talk to you later. Thank you for calling.
Bye-bye. Thank you.
Oh, in the chat room, adoption is wonderful. Sometimes it's a little confusing. You'd heard that she'd been trying. Sometimes doubt. I wonder if I could, I could, I should, or would. Sometimes that's kind of foggy. But I feel like there's a masculine soul for her. Sometimes it's hard. It's the second one today like that. Now we have a 111 area code, and I think that's because that's over the computer. Hello there. Who's this? Hello? Well, we're having trouble with the phones tonight. Hello? Not a good connection. I'm not hearing this. So do me a favor. I've lost you again, or else there is a delay and you can't be heard. Oh, I'm so sorry. Do call back again. Try a landline, 347-205-9071. Something's stopping that person from being able to get in. That's a wonderful, there's a lot of wonderful programs out there now to allow people to call. I'm not positive, but I thought the call-in numbers were toll-free. Tonight, S-K-Y-P-E. Also, let me know if it's somebody who's calling from the chat room, do write me a little note, okay? Jenny, it's an instant message program. Oh, and I have Yahoo Messenger, but I turned it off because I can't look at so many at once. So does that mean that someone has called it message room? Instant, I am so sorry. Do get in the chat room and can't tell. All right, so I'm looking at the chat room, seeing if I've missed any questions. Anyway, I like... So the 17 people in the chat room, hello, everybody. If this is the first time you've touched base with me, this is nancymatz.com, and of course I'm Nancy, and I just love doing these Blog Talk Radio shows. If you go back all the way to January, we've had a lot of instructional classroom kind of environment, talking from everything from... well, not just crystals, but every kind of paranormal experience. And now for the last month, 6 weeks, I've had the opportunity to have a couple of guests and give readings on the air, which I just love. Now, here's that 111. Let me try once more. Okay, let's see if I can hear this time. Caller, who's on the line?
Hi, this is Susan.
Oh, well, I got your voice. Hello, Susan, and where are you
calling
from?
Are you doing reading?
I sure am, Susan. What state are you calling from?
California.
Oh, you're just a California girl. What part of California?
I am within the Redondo Beach, Hawthorne area.
Oh, good for you. Susan, what can I do for you tonight?
I'm just wanting to know about, like, love and stuff like that, there was somebody that I was interested in, and I'm just wondering, should I just let it go?
Well, you need to let it go. Your soul, when I first started talking to you, it almost didn't collapse in, but it turned into itself. I think you're going to have a quiet time of discovering, rediscovering yourself. In some ways, and hear it right, Susan, you've lost some of you and some of your personality. And sometimes when we get in relationships that don't quite work, we work so hard and wondering what's happening, what's going on, is the person come back, that you've lost some ground. And you're very spiritual. And you know what? I like you. People, your friends will say you have the most wonderful personality. You need to go out and play, get some high heels on and call your girlfriends up. You want to find yourself again because you're lovely. You have a wonderful soul, not just a lovely voice. But you have a lovely soul, and I feel like there's some visible bruising that's been going on, not for this gentleman, but for somebody else. And for a while here, you need to find out what's important to you and what who you are.
Okay.
Give yourself a few months, maybe all the way up to Christmas. There is a dark-haired man coming that's a little thinning on top. Don't know his role, but let this gentleman come in, if not for hello, for a short interlude. But don't let your heart go to anybody until you desire to give it away. Okay?
Okay. And that sounds great. Thank you so much.
All right, Susan. Bless you. Talk again.
Okay, bless you too.
I think what I've enjoyed the most, I was talking to a gal the other day, and for the 18 people in the chat room, hello, everybody. And let's see who, CC Radio, Jenny, Prosper, Kathy, CC Radio, and then Chuck has come in, Destiny Angel, Hallie, Kentucky lady, hello, and some guests, and Caesar's Ghost, Char, I mentioned you when we first started, and you can always call in and say hello and promote our event coming up in Murphy's if you like. And so I've had a lot of fun meeting the most amazing people, North Carolina, South Carolina, Florida. Talked to a lovely lady today who's been in touch with me. She moved into Hawaii, and so then that opens up all these kinds of windows of meeting the most wonderful people. And I'm so grateful that you've taken the time to visit with me tonight. So if you have a prediction, I'm doing a prediction show tonight as well as answering your questions. If you have a prediction that you would like the world to know, I will put it on my website on the prediction page. I'm also spending a little time today uploading, and I will continue to put links, web links on nancymaps.com, acknowledging everybody who's been connected somehow. I'm going to have the longest page of connections, and I want everybody to know how much I appreciate your being in my life. As people said, my being in your life, it goes both ways. I've learned from all of you, and without you, all my books wouldn't have any good information. And one of my particular interests right now, of course, is remote viewing, ghost investigation, spirit attachment, reincarnation is coming up every day in my conversations with people. Oh, here's Kathy, and I will look at the questions now in cap. Let's see, how do you see my son's two appointed lawyers going? And yes, they are for two different cases. Oh, my gosh. The taller of the sons, I feel better. For the smaller of the two sons, I feel some kind of disagreement and some kind of difficulty. Truly, Frank calling in, the problem with that is that cases like compensation, Social Security, lawyers, there's so much ping pong ball in a room with no windows and doors, bouncing back and forth. It's so difficult, everybody. I'm going to go to the chat room. There seems to be that 111 again. I don't know if it's Susan or somebody else trying to get to me. Kentucky lady. Can you tell me how you see my girlfriend Elizabeth's court case? God, there we go. turning out. Elizabeth, right as I started reading that, I didn't get a bright smile for tomorrow. Now, I don't know if it means it's pushed out another time or the numbers or the information is not exactly what she wants. So I know who you are, so send me off a little email tomorrow afterward, okay? Let me check with the 111, Jenny. And, oh, she hung up. That was Susan. If it isn't Susan, call back because the numbers were from Snipe whatever that is all looks the same to me, and I apologize if it was a different caller. Hallie says, Nancy, at what age did you first begin to realize what you could do? That's a very interesting question. My earliest memory, and that is in my first book, Developing Psychic Skills, I have a memory of jumping in my father's arms and telling him, please don't go, we'll never see you again. And my mother shaking her finger at me, she didn't say please, don't ever do that again. And what was not known to me is that he had told my mom that he was going to get killed. And he said that a month earlier and took a life insurance policy out that it was effective the weekend he was killed when I was six. The next time I remember doing psychic was in high school, and must have had other experiences between the two times. But in high school, in my era, playing cards was really fun. And we used to have all kinds of canasta and what they call concentration. And we'd have parties, and I was really good at that. I remember being invited to slumber parties. And it isn't like I got to a lot of them, but I do remember how I knew about everybody's boyfriend. And I had fun with that. So it was always a mystery, but we always just call it female intuition. So that's when it really started, was in high school. This week, this is from Jenny, this week I saw two falling stars, a full rainbow, and lots of cardinals. It was such a beautiful thing to see. What do you think these things mean? All in within a couple of days, I think the universe, Jenny, is trying to get your attention. Most people are not that observant. So you're paying attention to what's going to be brought to you. The universe wants you to pay attention. I had a girlfriend say to me once, she said, sometimes when you have an issue or things you want, you have to tell the universe that you will pay attention for 2 weeks. So for the next week to 2 weeks, I want you to be observant as you have been there and see what can be brought to you, okay? Kathy, just one of my sons for two lawyers. So maybe what I'm doing is describing the two lawyers. So take the information I said and apply it to the two lawyers, okay? Chuck, I'm not seeing your job situation get any better either. You may want to be looking for another job. I feel like I see you walking out for another job. I don't know if you're a person that works his body, but I see you working, leaving from a shaded indoor to a bright outdoor. So maybe that another job will be brought to you. Start looking. All right. I think that there's a job before the fall because you're showing me with a short sleeve shirt on, not a heavy winter garment. Okay. Shade 9 says, "I saw the same things, Jenny. Ah, I would like to know if you people live in the same neighborhood, Jenny. You're kidding, right?" Double rainbow today. Wow. I don't know if that's a predictor, but what I pay attention is that you saw it and not somebody else. So it's not necessarily that you caught it by mistake as much as you were meant to. Not Jenny, but Shade. Shade, there's a grandmother that says that she has brought you this, boxy looking, not too tall, and you were meant to see this double rainbow. I don't know if that means there's two spirit people now together, where they were not once before. So take that information and tell me what that means, okay? Hello, Miss Ryder. Freedom Drama, if you people are having trouble, I was told for sound trouble, do an F5. Someone hit that F5 for her. For sound trouble, F5. The other thing is I found that on some shows when I'm not able to hear, upper right-hand corner, when you click on listen to this show, if it says default for sound, hit that button. Another program will come up and give you better sound. I had to do that the hard way. I'm thinking about custody of my son, Nancy. How does that look for us? Oh, my gosh, there's a lot of heavy stuff going on. I do feel like it's possible, but not yet. And I'm not trying to get out of the question, everybody. It seems like there's a lot of hesitation. I don't know, astrology-wise, if that is something that's in the universe. It feels like it'll be months to a year out before you'll get answers, CC Radio. You either get more time with this boy, because I'm being shown him in your arms, or it's next summer. Could be all this year, okay? Looks like it's a time out, but more time for you. Freedom of Drama. Did she say something just now about a double rainbow? Yes. Okay. Sound is not working. Kentucky Lady. And I'm typing, everybody. So hit F5. Someone else can type that in quicker than I can, if you don't mind. Okay. Kentucky Lady couldn't get anything. All right. Freedom of Drama says the default player is in another window. So sometimes you have to kind of scurry around to figure out how things are going. All right. So until I see some double, some capped words, I'm going to just talk about Edgar Casey. Some of the people in the audience might not be aware. He was born in 1875 and died in 1945. And he had been a reader and did 15,000 readings. And I actually knew somebody who had met the man. He was in his 90s, who had had one of the last readings Edgar Casey had given. And when this gentleman asked the man in Texas, how did he think about the reading Edgar Casey had given, he said, well, he's 95% right. So my friend said to him, oh, well, that's interesting. What happened to the 5%? And the man, 90 years old, said, I haven't lived that yet. I felt that was a wonderful story. So in some ways, how do we become accurate? Think through a gift. Clearly, Edgar Casey had amazing stories, even one when he was a youngster, had been dropped by his father and then rolled out of his crib, had struck his head and had fallen onto a nail. He had lost his voice at one time. He had an amazing childhood, which all drove him to finding out what was wrong. In the meantime, this wonderful ability of channeling came through. I am a conscious channel. I don't do it, and I don't lay down and go to sleep like Edgar Casey. But he's just an amazing psychic. Edgar Casey family established the ARE of Virginia, Virginia Beach, Virginia. So if you want to look up ARE, Edgar Casey, you'll go to his institute and look up. He's wonderful, amazing. You can even acquire programs that will give you access to all 15,000 readings. That's absolutely amazing to me. Freedom of Drama. Nancy, will I ever be able to talk to my guardian angel and her spirit guides? Guardian angel and spirit guides are all spirit people to me. I already feel like there is a lady that you have connection with, and she looks like slight of build. They show me a woman whose arms are very youthful. So I feel like there has been a woman with you, and she says she is with you always. And all I'm seeing is a very slim arm and small body and not very tall. So sometimes automatic writing is the easiest, fastest way, and that's with your, if you're right-handed, take a pen, pencil, 20 pieces of paper, left hand, top paper, go circles, close your eyes and ask for a message. And as you scroll down, move the entire arm, not your fingers, not your hands, move your entire arm to make the circles. And then as you relax, one page after another, then go back and look at what you've done, and you may see writing and messages that you can identify. And I don't know that most people can get something the first night, so do 3-4 nights in a row, and through experience and trust, your people can work through your arm totally. We do have a call from the 814 area code. 814 area code, who's this?
This is Melissa. How are you?
Oh, my gosh, yes. Do me a favor and just speak up just a little bit. Is this Marcia?
No, it's Melissa. Just 1 minute. How's that? Is that any better?
Yes. Hello, Melissa. What state is area code 814?
That is the state of Pennsylvania.
Hello, hello, girl. You're up again late, too. What can I do for you?
Well, I'll tell you. Calling for a little bit of validation. I have a lot of things going on in the next year that require a lot of travel, and I'm beginning to wonder if it's going to be beneficial to me in in a sense of a professional level, or is it just going to be
okay,
a big stop. Money?
You need to make these, whatever travel you'll be involved with, and I'm not being silly or facetious, of course it's going to be south, and it may be along the 13 colonies, I call it, but I feel like ego will be satisfied, and I see you in some ways advancing in your life. Now, if that's because of connections, I don't know if it's work, but you will make connections that will be beneficial. You may not have to wait the 2 years, because a year and 3-4 months out, you will have made the connections that you wish.
That's great.
So, your time frames, are you familiar with the time frames I just said and the location?
Yeah. Well, I don't know about the location, though, completely, because there are several, really, and it's too hard to pinpoint one.
Yeah.
I mean, there are connections in all of these areas, but they differ.
Yeah. Like I said, I feel like you're going to be pleased. And I see you shaking hands or greeting people with a smiling face. It's going to be very beneficial. So I want you to continue.
Okay, sounds good.
All right, girl. That's great. Good for you, girl. Do you have a prediction for me?
No.
Okay.
I'll
just thought I better ask.
Okay, thanks.
Bye-bye, dear.
Bye.
Good luck. We do have someone who wants to be posted as a prediction. Not everything is doom and gloom. But there is a prediction because we human beings, we're not like programmed, but we are for doom and gloom, but we are leery and very cautious in our life because in some ways we are like most animals, the survival instinct is very strong. Subsequent to that, we will look for things in which we should get out of the way. So Kathy has said, and I will put this on my website, she feels there'll be very big wave activity on the East Coast, whether it's a tsunami or not, because when you think of tsunami, we think of big whoosh. Now, I think there could be what I call heavy, heavy wave activity. So, Kathy, I would like to ask you something. Do you call it the lower 13 states or the upper 13? I mean, of the 13 states, the lower half or the upper half? So, give me that, and I will post it, okay? I think North, South Carolina, down to Florida, there's wave activity possibly, but I'm not positive about tsunami. But you know what? I'm going to put on there, and we're going to keep it on my site for 2 years to give you validation, girl. How's that? Freedom of drama, I just described your grandmother. Yay. Well, she puts her arm, I don't know if you're sitting on the chair with a rounded top, like a wood chair, but I'm seeing a rounded top against your back. And I see this arm. So I don't know if I'm looking at you where you're sitting now or at a point at another time. But she has been with you and will continue. That's very cool. Oh, Kathy says, coming from East Africa. East Africa? You mean West Africa? Against the Atlantic Ocean? If it's East Africa, that would go through the Indian Ocean, through the Philippines, and then to California. So coming from West Africa, and that would come probably Florida, up maybe to North Carolina. Okay, West Africa. Kathy says our weather can and probably will get worse to worse. And if you follow Eric Casey, he does mention some pretty dramatic changes here. Jenny says, in 2012, is this a prediction that we new ways attract people, health and money-wise? Yes, I like that prediction, health and money-wise. I don't know if I like the idea of tracking people, as they do with bracelets on people who need to be watched. So give me something I can really put on to. Chuck says, my sound is out of whack. I will listen to the archive and confirm with you later. Oh, my gosh. Okay. Angel Wing, go for it, girl. Absolutely. Let me get over here and answer the 320 area code. And who am I talking to?
Hi, Nancy. This is Welcome Spirits.
Oh, well, hello.
Hello. I'm from Minnesota, just to let you know my time zone.
Oh. You know, someone said, do you need to have the states? You know, but it's just fun to know, and people who are listening would probably like to know. I wonder where these people all show up from. And I was telling one gal, I said, I'm from Northern California, and I did, oh my gosh, 15 years of fairs and events. But most of the people I met were all through California and Nevada and so on and so forth. But only through Blog Talk Radio have I really connected to clear across the United States. It's been really fun.
Big time.
I just love
yeah.
it. Yeah. Way fun. Okay, my dear, what can I do for you?
Well, okay, my chat is screwing up big time tonight, and I don't know if it's Blog Talk, which it most likely is, or something else, but I've asked a question a couple times in the chat room, and it just my chat is just screwing up big time, so I don't know if you've answered, honey.
Okay,
but,
so give me the question.
I lost a very dear friend in a motorcycle accident this past week, and it's been very hard for me. And I believe he's been giving us signs. I've been spending a lot of time with the family lately.
Oh, boy.
And we've been getting very odd, weird signs that point to him. But I don't know.
Let me talk for a minute. He was greeted by a grandfather who was, you know, remember, I'm only a 5'4.5", so I have to base height on my perspective. There's a grandfather with very dark hair and very thinning on top, squared shoulder, but not real tall, who's taking care of this guy. And I want to say that your friend, even though he's a spirit person now, remember, he just passed, but he's completely whole. He wants you to know that, and that he was pretty upset. I don't know how he had the accident, but he went into the accident pretty mad, and then he got passed over, and he was pretty upset. But he's gotten over it, and I think he's trying to reach out. He's trying to give a message to everybody that he's okay. It's kind of almost a desperate feeling, so it's not like I'm saying it's bad. But what I want to say, and I'm being really gentle here, is what he's wanting to tell you is that he's alive. So all I want you to do is the next time you feel him, say, we know you are alive and that you're okay. If you need to go with Grandpa, go and pass over. What I don't want is him to grieve with you while you're grieving at the funeral or if someone has to witness the body. Kind of make sure that someone calls him aside, and because if he attends his own funeral, I think it's going to be very, very distressful, and most people do.
Okay.
But when you have an accident like this, I think that we need to ask the people to calm down the spirit person, make sure that they're comfortable and know that these people are there to honor him, not just to grieve for him. And he needs to know that, okay?
Okay.
All right, and that's the message to us here. I'm sorry for your loss. I really mean that, okay?
Thank you, hon.
All right, goodbye.
Goodbye.
I know this number. Hello, dear. How about talking for a minute?
How's it going?
Oh, you know, I always have fun. There's been some problems with the chat room. Two or three people have not been able to listen tonight, so that's distressing. But anyway, this is Char of California Haunts, and I did recognize her phone number. And she and I are collaborating on a Halloween fest. It's not a convention, but it's a Halloween fest. And why don't you give some details on it, girl?
Well, you know, in fact, I just got the details in today in the email. So let me adjust the computer. I just want to let everybody know that California Haunts Radio is going to be on this Thursday at 7:30 p.m. with Nancy.
Okay, this Thursday, okay.
So, yeah, so look for us Thursday instead of Wednesday because when I went to book Wednesday was all booked up. So
okay.
I ended up having to book Thursday, so but that works, you know.
Uh-huh.
Just to let you guys know that's where we're going to be. We're going to be talking about possessed furniture and a few other things and objects and all that good hokey stuff.
I think that we were also talking about discussing orbs.
Yes, and orbs. We're
going to
talk about orbs.
Yeah, and we're open to any of your questions on possessed furniture and what the definition of orbs and how many of people have seen them. So that's going to be way fun, and that'll be this Thursday night, Block Talk Radio, California Haunts.
Yep, 7:30 p.m. Pacific time.
Okay.
We're going to be airing. And here we go. We're going to be doing what we call a Halloween Fest 2008 up in Murphy's, California. That's in Calaveras County. And starting November 1st, it's kind of like after Halloween, but that's cool. Starting November 1st, we're going to be offering tours of haunted locations in Murphy's that include the DEA Bathroom Machineries Company, the March House, the Twisted Oak Wine Tasting Room, the Enchanted Workshop, Murphy's Motorcycle Company, and Murphy's Cemetery. and those tours run for $15 donation. Now, if you want to hang out the rest of the night, there's also a Saturday night haunted hotel dinner. It's $59 per person in advance. It runs from 5 p.m. to 9 p.m. And we're talking, Nancy's going to be there, and we're going to be there, and you're going to sit down at the table with us and eat and whatnot and ask us all kinds of questions. Nancy's going to get to talk about past life regressions, right?
You know, we were going to do that if time permitted, and I think you were going to have me do a talk when I was at the convention for ghost trackers while people were sitting. I was reading the audience. What I do is when I ask people how many have haunted, believe they may have someone haunting their house, or you wonder what the spirit person, people would raise their hand. I'd count off as many as I could, talk about ghosts and how to know if they have one in their house. And then I go back to each of them and describe the person that I saw in the house. It's the same as a chat room. And I think it was, oh, my gosh, it's gone now. But one of the gals in the room asked who the spirit person in her life was, and I read back that she described that the description fit her grandmother. So that's one of the benefits of having me give a talk is you get to meet me. I live in Northern California. Most of those people there know me. For you who or listen to me on this radio, you know how that easy it is. Well, you can imagine how much fun it is to see me in person. Talk to about 10 to 15 people and describe the spirits they have there. If we have time, if you want to stay later, or if there's more interest in a tour of a house that's haunted or a business in town, we will leave that up to you. There is an offer. If we have time, if there's no interest in going out and trailing around looking for more ghosts, that I would do a group past life regression. And I've been doing regressions since about 92, and I'm kind of honing up on my skills again, taking another course here, so that when I do this, you know, Halloween Fest, you will have an experience. And over the years of doing this, it's very exciting. I'm getting really into past life regression. So that's one of the offers at this Halloween Fest in Murphy's. So you need to get to californiahaunts.org, MySpace California Haunts, or Block Talk. I don't know. Do you have something that they can click on at Block Talk Radio?
Actually, adding a little bit to that, we're going to do a presentation and demonstration by California Haunts, give you a chance to look and get a feel for equipment. Nancy's going to do her thing. And then they're going to, my understanding is, this Mark Twain room is one of the places where my investigators had chased a ball of energy around, had literally followed one around. So they're going to go ahead and dim the lights, and we're going to work with Nancy, and we're going to go through this room with our meters and everything and give you an idea what a ghost hunt is like. In between all this, we're going to take a break out of dinner, and we're all going to head upstairs. We're all going to head into like 300 rooms at the Murphy's Hotel, which California Haunts is staying in, and you'll be able to get some hands-on experience with our equipment, looking for the spirits. So, I mean, it's a pretty cool event, and you can check it out at our website or at www.californiahaunts.org. Enter the website and go in and click on Halloween Fest 2008. And there's information on there, and I'm going to be adding some more now that I have confirmation on the different buildings we're going to be going into. It's going to be a fun weekend, and I hope you guys come. And, you know, Murphy's Hotel isn't the only place to stay up there. There's all kinds of hotels. The Gold Country's fairly small and close together, you know, and it'll be a nice weekend. And if you guys do want to do advanced things, you can call Beth at 209-728-3444, or again, we do have a PayPal on our website, so you can go ahead and pay in advance as well. We're looking forward to this.
I think it's really fun. It's really fun. Okay, Char, thanks a lot.
Okay, I'll talk to you later.
Okay, we'll see you. I'll talk to you on Thursday.
Okay.
Freedom of Drama, she says, yes, but my grandmother isn't haunted. That was a slip of the tongue, Freedom of Drama. Yes, that was your grandmother that I described. Isn't that amazing? That's even possible. So that was with Char, when she does ask me about to do a remote viewing of a haunting that she's going to check out. All she does is send me a photograph, and then for some reason I'm able to do that. It just always amazes me, and I love doing this. Even a short, fast reading for each of you tonight is really a lot of fun. And oh, yes, great, California Haunts. And I have another call, 320 area code. Let's see who this is. And who's speaking, please?
This is Chuck.
Hello, Chuck.
Chuck it. Could be Chuck,
Chuck.
It.
Oh, hello.
How are you
and,
doing?
And I recognize his phone number. Did we just have his phone number call?
Well, I can't confirm or deny that, I guess.
Well, it's not fair for me to say who it is because we don't want people to know who everybody is. But hello, Chuck. And what can I do for you tonight, please?
Well, I did type a question, but as my wife's computer was screwing up, mine was screwing up too. But I'm a little distraught about my job situation at the moment. And you had given me some advice about a month ago. And I'm just kind of wondering, I guess I need a little bit of inspiration or something.
And you were not able to hear, or I did get a reply. Do you work with your hands or your body in some way?
Yes.
I did mention that on the air, that I saw shadow, a doorway, and you walking out of it. I feel like you're going to be wanting to find another position, and you will have a chance to do that. They're showing me what I call the better weather, short sleeve looking. You have a light shirt on, short sleeves, and I see you walking out of the shaded inside of the building to the outside. What that represents to me is that you will find another job. You are changing from one to another. So you do need to look, and I do not see the job where you're at any better.
Okay. That's because the job I have sucks.
Ooh. Okay, so no, don't give me personal names, though. We don't want anybody to know who this is on the air here.
That's true.
Over the years, Chuck, I think that through adversity, we'd make the best changes. And unfortunately, you're going through it now. You know, the audience listening, if you go to nancymatz.com, I only have 5 minutes left. I know I'm going to talk quick, everybody. I do have a bio, and I had cancer in I was 39, yet it was the best thing that happened to me because it made me aware that I needed more in my life. So when you young people call in and you have such hard times going around you, how hungry are you living in the moment that you're existing on this planet, willing to change and change it all? I was an engineering supervisor of Pacific Bell, and I had the cancer, and I looked for answers, got into this and found out, gee, wasn't my imagination all those years that I knew things from where my daughter was out with the friends to the horses going lame to the neighbor coming to visit it, and I knew that they had something wrong with their car. All those years, and I thought, I want to take the road less traveled. So do that, Chuck. Find something that feeds your soul, but get out of this job. Find something else to replace, and then look for your job of your dreams. They want me to say something about reading or looking at literature. So I'm not sure if you're supposed to read about a job or you're going to get a job where you're going to have to learn or read more. I can't tell. Something to do with words. Can you get back to me and see what that means?
I can absolutely do that.
All right. I wish you the very best and keep in touch, please.
I definitely will.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Uh-huh. You know, sometimes the awesome responsibility is of giving the best information possible. I have to use sometimes myself as an example because I've made all the mistakes and bumped into doors and said the wrong things and said the right things and wish I had and wish I hadn't, just like everybody else. So we do the best we can in life. But I, over the years, wonder if it's meant that we're to know everything. I have a little lady here in the chat room wanting to know she to move to Buffalo. You know, I get some hesitation with that, but I don't know why. And does it mean you don't move? What it means is be careful and look at the reason why you should move. I don't know if I want always the responsibility of telling somebody, go ahead and get pregnant, because that's a lifelong change, but that child needs to be born. What is the reason for going to Buffalo? Better opportunities? Then maybe you do need to go. But to run away from something, no. I have found over the years of talking to people, if you change or run because situation doesn't feel good to you, it will follow you. So make the decisions. I'd like to finish off tonight real quick with something. I see we got another call. I don't know if I can get that young. 586, I only have 35 seconds. I'll close with this thought, and I apologize. I had a young man say to me, Nancy, I've surrendered to the universe. I'm going with the flow. And when I said that, I found that doors opened up to me because that was the direction I was supposed to go. I waited and the universe showed me the way I was meant to. If there's hesitation and pain and suffering and try and make a change, back off and reevaluate. The universe knows the best for your future. With that, good night, everybody. And until next week, this is Nancy. Talk to you later.